accountable.
Like your other friend, yeah. Otis is practicing in a sense. He's a counselor.
Sure.
And carrying it further in response to your question, I think that while I always have enjoyed my social contact since I left, I think that any more formalized relationship would be perceived as wrong. Why should I have the ear of the court just because I've been on the court 22 years ago? I can be a spokesman for the interests I represent as a lawyer in the chambers. Yeah, that's wrong. And it shouldn't be.
There's one important subject that I think of right now that I've somehow omitted to bring up to this point. Would you trace your contact and your convictions, your assessment of the court's handling of the reapportionment issue at the time that you first encountered it in the article 1960? You ultimately view that you early espoused, which almost cut off the head of Thomas Raskin, who adopted the same rationale, as ultimately come to prevail, at least the state of the laws to the constitutional matter is at rest because of the words that you wrote back in 1964.
I didn't know that any other human being on earth recognized that, Roger.
I'm not going to stop and tell you about what happened on my first New Year's in Michigan, which was in 19. That's when I came back to New York before you. I came back, and here were these people sitting in a conference room in the Capitol. New Year's was about to strike. There was a ridiculous shortage. And I was sitting there with two little teen kids, 2 or 3 years old, or something like that, at home. In a strange place, knew that when all this was over, he had to write something for the paper that he did. You know, never did. Then I get home at 2 o'clock in the morning, and getting my first, and that's what happened. And I had seen about this for something. But anyway, I paid attention to a portion. Now, what would be your observation about the whole sweep of this issue? It may not be over yet.
I think the apportionment cases in which I participated and wrote were the most